This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. For divided Libya, disastrous floods have become a rallying cry for unity. AP correspondent Charles David Aisman takes a look at the coming together of the two previously contentious governments in Libya.
The terrible flooding that has killed more than 11,000 people has fostered national solidarity among Libyans, long governed by opposing powers. Collective grief has morphed into cries for unity in a country blighted by 12 years of conflict and division. The tragedy has also ramped up pressure on the country's leading politicians, viewed by some as the architects of the catastrophe. The oil-rich country has long been divided between rival administrations since 2014, with an internationally recognized government in Tripoli and a rival authority in the east, where the worst of the floods hit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The general in command of Ukraine's ground forces said on Sunday Ukrainian forces had recaptured an eastern village on the southern flank of Bakhmut, which the Russians claimed control of in January. He said Klishivka was cleared of Russians and liberated, the commander of Ukraine's ground forces said in a Telegram post accompanied by a video showing soldiers holding flags in front of destroyed buildings. Ukrainian military analysts said this week the liberation of settlements near Bakhmut would allow the military to advance from the southern flank in the Bakhmut area, gaining control of the heights. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un left Russia on Sunday after a rare six-day visit that appeared to solidify his country's ties with President Vladimir Putin, fanning Western fears that Pyongyang could provide Moscow with weapons for its assault on Ukraine. This is VOA News. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi over the weekend, officials said Sunday, in the latest effort to ease tensions between the superpowers. Sullivan and Wang met in the Mediterranean island nation of Malta on Saturday and Sunday, according to a White House statement. President Joe Biden and his counterpart Xi Jinping have not talked or met since a summit in Bali last year, but U.S. officials say they are working to renew contact between the two leaders. The United Auto Workers strike continues, major action by a large American union, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The big argument for the UAW, if Detroit's three automakers raise CEO pay by some 40% over the past 4 years, workers should get similar raises. And Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California agrees.
When you have Mary Barra making $30 million, when you have $5 billion in stock buybacks, when you have these big three auto companies making $21 billion, we can pay auto workers more than $16 and they can have good paying jobs. And that's what this fight is about.
Khanna appeared on Fox News Sunday. The walkout began at midnight Friday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Comedian and actor Russell Brand has denied any criminal wrongdoing. As British media reported on Saturday, four women had accused him of sexual assaults, including rape, during a seven-year period when he was at the height of his fame. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Comedian and actor Russell Brand faces allegations of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse spanning 7 years at the peak of his fame. The claims against the former husband of U.S. singer Katy Perry emerged from a joint investigation by Britain's The Times and the Sunday Times newspapers, as well as the Channel 4 TV documentary show Dispatches.
What I seriously refute.
Hours before the first newspaper report was published online on Saturday, the 48-year-old posted on social media a preemptive denial to unspecified, very serious criminal allegations.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Sporadic protests continued in Iran on Sunday amid a widespread crackdown by security forces a year after a young Kurdish woman's death in custody set off some of the worst political unrest in four decades. The death on September 16th last year of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman arrested by the morality police for allegedly flouting mandatory dress codes, triggered months of some of the biggest protests against the Islamic Republic Shiite clerical rule ever and drew international condemnation. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.